Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Chrissy Bones, next time Cam Newton goes shopping for curtains, boys and ladies, he should avoid the ones made of steel. Steelers 52, Panthers 21.
Wow,
most points
good.
By a Steelers team since 1984, most ever at Heinz Field. It was basically over after two plays. Ben Roethlisberger hit Juju Smith-Schuster. That's your boy, Corey, right? For a 75-yard TD on the Steelers' first play.
What did we say all day yesterday on the numerous shows that we do? The over is the play in this football game.
Then they ran in a Cam Newton pick six on the Panthers' first play, and it was 14-0.
The man, Vinny Williams.
Pittsburgh scored on all but one of its first half possessions and was driving when time expired in the second. Roethlisberger sat on the sideline for most of the fourth, ends up 22-25, 328, and five touchdowns.
Over his passing yard prop, Cam Newton, though, went under. Tough, complete blowout. Whenever there's a blowout, the props just get blown up as well.
I wish Chris Venture were here. I got a stat for you. Ben becomes the first player to have multiple games with a perfect passer rating and 5+ pass touchdowns in the Super Bowl era.
Nice job by Ben Roethlisberger. Steelers came out last night. They hit him hard. They hit him fast. Carolina stumbled back. Listen, I don't think this is a judgment on Carolina, but a strong, solid effort from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Eric Reed.
The Thursday night games, you can't overreact to the results.
Eric Reed ejected in the third quarter for hitting Big Ben's helmet on a Roethlisberger slide. Big news in this one, James Conner left the game in the fourth suffering a concussion. He's in protocol and is in danger of missing Week 11 against the Jaguars, which sets up some real drama because the deadline for Le'Veon Bell to report and retain his eligibility for this season happens to be Tuesday.
Yeah, going to be interesting. Art Rooney yesterday on NFL Radio said that, not Art Rooney, one of the Rooneys said yesterday on NFL Radio that they expect Le'Veon Bell to be in the building, and then they'll figure it out from there. They said they haven't had any communication with him.
That's just
public
talk.
But they do know he's in Pittsburgh, but they do not know what's going to happen, but they do expect him to be in the building next week.
Yeah, I think they're just saying that to set up the wink-wink deal. And also, there's breaking news with the Le'Veon Bell stuff. Le'Veon Bell and his agent believe that they found a loophole. And we can get all legalese on this a little bit later on if you want.
A quarterback franchise, right?
It's kind of boring, actually. It's like Section 2.202. Basically, you know, if somebody holds out, you can't re-tag them.
Yeah.
He's already been tagged. Like, basically, they found a loophole in the CBA. He ain't going to play. I'm telling you right now. He's in Pittsburgh right now to stick it to them, to put the CBA on the table and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you can't do this.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting.
He's going to lose his $14.85 million this year, though.
And speaking of not playing, how about them Cowboys? They showed up to practice angry this week. Cowboys quarterback
angry.
Dak Prescott says, I mean, we're pissed. I'd have been even more pissed if I came in here and the guys weren't pissed. Dallas
is
offense.
Pissed at you, Dak. They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you.
Dallas's offense currently 26th in the league at 19.2 points per game. Dak committing 12 turnovers in eight games.
Pretty much a daily segment that we have here. Disgruntled Cowboy fan or a player in the league. Yesterday we talked about Jason Kelce saying that he hates the Cowboys and their way of life. We've got an interesting Cowboy outburst that we're going to hit today from a 7-year-old
child. I got it right
here.
No, I got it. What do second graders think of the 3 and 5 boys? Well, 7-year-old Rylan Wood wrote a scathing letter to Jerry Jones to explain it. Here's what it said. Dear Mr. Jones, you've made my mom very mad because we suck. Every game day, she's yelling at the TV and turns off the game. We are wanting to believe in the boys, but it's hard. I hope Coach Garrett is clapping if this letter gets to you.
Oh, wow.
See what happens when Dez X is gone? The cheerleaders are better than the team this year.
Ooh,
true.
I do not want to hurt your feelings. Thank you, Ryland.
Michelle, let's bring the lovely Michelle Serpico into this. Doesn't it strike you as odd that basically a 7-year-old child sees things more clearly about the Dallas Cowboys than Mr. Corey Parson?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Like a 7-year-old kid's like, we suck.
Yeah.
Corey's like, you're doing a great job, Mr. Jones.
No, listen, Mr. Jones is doing a great job, but that 7-year-old kid.
He's doing a great job enriching himself.
That 7-year-old kid was right. We do suck, and his mother has every right to be mad and turn the TV off.
Cowboys and Philly Sunday night, Eagles minus 7. In the NBA, the Bucks pounded the world champs 134-111 in Oakland last night. Bucks moved to 9-2, Warriors 10-2. Golden State without Draymond Green. Then Steph Curry left with a leg injury in the third. Eric Bledsoe, 26 for the Bucks.
Milwaukee just crushed them, man. Milwaukee came to play last night. The Greek Freak, the dude's unstoppable. He really is. It's rare to see
Antetokounmpo.
Yes, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just call him the Greek Freak.
Oh, I like saying Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, you like saying that word. It feels
I can
good.
Say it. It's a last name I can pronounce properly. Antetokounmpo.
Close enough.
No, that day.
Antetokounmpo.
You had it the first time, but now it's tough.
I know. Now I second guessed myself and I forgot it. Antetokounmpo.
In Phoenix, Kyrie Irving, a season-high 39 for Boston. Celtics rally from a 22-point deficit for 116-109 overtime win over the Suns.
Hey, the over.
And make it 7 straight for OKC without Russell Westbrook for the second game in a row. Thunder over the Rockets, 98-90. Carmelo Anthony, 2 points, 1 of 11.
Yo, the teams that Carmelo Anthony played for, the ball stops and the offense is slow. I feel so bad for Melo.
It's kind of strange because he doesn't suck as much as it's portrayed, but there is some sort of like Bermuda Triangle around this.
Yeah, it really is.
Teams suck. And it's like a black hole, a vortex. All right, let's roll. Let's do this thing.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's Friday. Fantasy Sports, our radio network, terrestrial radio, Armed Forces Network, and a bunch of other places. I am Gabriel Morency. I was going to say in for Craig Carton. Obviously, we went over the situation yesterday, but I'm sure people are tuning in right now wondering what the future of the program is, what the future for Craig is. As we talked about yesterday, Craig is in the process of an appeal right now. And we wish him the best with his appeal. And we're in the process of trying to do a show and give you guys some winners, some fantasy advice, and hang out with the lovely Michelle Serpico and Corey Parsons.
Yeah, that's me. I'm in here. I'm in the corner.
But we'll be back we'll be back on Monday, and we're going to have a
really?
Name.
Oh, we got a name on Monday?
Name and like all kinds of stuff on Monday.
Oh, wow.
That'll be fun.
So am I going to be here too?
Well, yeah, you're going
to
be here.
That's what I was here to announce, actually.
Okay.
I'm like the coach. Right, Parson.
Am I going to be here?
Yeah, you guys are in the starting lineup.
Oh, yeah, I'm still a starter. That's cool.
But I'll tell you guys something.
Is he still in the cheap seats and I'm still here?
Yeah. It's fine. It's comfortable over here.
All right.
Yeah. I don't assign seating here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't decide seating, but yeah, we'll be with you next weekend. This industry, as you guys know, and it's like life itself, man. It's like UFC cards say at the bottom, Michelle.
Card subject to change.
Card subject to change, but we'll be here with you as long as you want us to. I always say you're the guy until you're not the guy in this stuff. It's very similar. It's a very similar situation to sports, right? We're here. If you guys enjoy the show, hey, we'll still be here. If you guys hate the show and the ratings suck, we won't be here.
That's basically the bottom line.
It's the way it goes
down to.
Yeah, we're in a result-driven business here.
Yes.
Well, there's other factors to it, too. But, yeah, for the most part,
factors.
It should be the same team.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what you're saying.
All right, so it's Football Friday today.
Oh, that's okay. That's what's up.
So last
football
night.
Football games tomorrow and Sunday.
That's right. Tonight, we've actually got the Syracuse Orangemen taking on Louisville. And Syracuse are in play, man.
What's the line on that one?
20.5. And I say lay the points with the Orange.
That's a lot to lay with Syracuse.
They're going
to
squeeze them.
Louisville stinks, but that's a lot to lay with the Orange.
It is that the Cuse are suddenly laying 20. Unless it's Syracuse basketball, you don't see Syracuse minus 20 anything.
Yeah.
Or lacrosse. All right, we're going to get into some college football, NFL football.
You like the song?
It's all right.
All right. Good, not great.
Dave like it.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at IFL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, let's do this thing. I'm Gabriel Morenci, Corey Parson, Michelle Serpico in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. It's Football Friday today. We'll get some picks from Michelle Serpico.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I look forward
to it. I know you guys want them, so I'll give them.
Especially for the Sunday nighter, in which, surprisingly enough, I'm starting to think maybe, just maybe, the Dallas Cowboys are the play, actually.
Yeah.
Look, you've been called out by seven-year-olds, man. You're getting called out by seven-year-olds. And more importantly, you're getting called out by your opponent. And we talked about this yesterday with Jason Kelce, the jester. You know, the dude that dressed up as the clown or the jester or whatever at the Super Bowl celebration.
Yeah, he got the nerve to run his mouth. I got pictures of him with a clown suit on like he's supposed to have on.
If I'm the Eagles, I'm not really happy he
says this stuff. All that chirping. Yeah, too much chirping.
It's one thing to say, hey, we always like playing our rival, but I hate their fans. I don't like what they stand for.
Yeah.
I tell you, Corey, this is it. And we're not going to spend the next 3 hours talking about the Dallas Cowboys. But
no, it's not worth it.
I will just say, it's the Sunday night game. It's a primetime game. Michelle Serpico is going to be going to the game.
I'm going
to
go. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And we're going to discuss what Michelle's...
I'm going to go to Xfinity Live before.
Oh, that's going
to
be fun. I like Xfinity Live.
Hang out with Chrissy Bones and...
it's going to be a good time down there.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, if you just, and you change your wardrobe a couple of times.
I did.
Have you changed it again now already? I think probably...
Yeah, I think I'm going to... Yeah, I think I am.
We'll save it for later.
Because I got a sweatshirt now.
Almost be like if we could get a demonstration.
Oh, yeah. You know what I should do? I'll tweet you guys and see which outfit you like best.
No, don't tweet us. Brisk bring them.
Yeah. So I was going to say, we should have thought of this.
Good idea.
It's been a crazy week, but we should have thought of this. And
early in the week. Yeah,
bring in like the three or four options.
And then we'll figure out which one is better for the game.
Okay. Yeah, like I'll tell you. Like, do you want to turn heads? Do you want, like, when you walk down the steps,
you're going to be with your new beau,
So, yeah, so you're not looking for overly attention.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
So you're not going with the cheerleader,
No.
You're not letting letting them hang out.
Right, the girls hang. I think it'll be too cold for that anyway.
Yeah, you don't want the girls out there in that 30-degree weather.
Yeah. It'll be like, boy.
You get voice break. Yes, headlights. Put them things away.
Women with enhanced breasts.
Yes.
Do their breasts get cold? Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah, you can feel it.
I don't know.
I'm saying?
You mean if they're fake?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, think about that.
Maybe I'll ask Steph.
Yeah, like if they're hanging out
there
and they're fake, maybe if it's cold, I don't know, they're just sort of.
Maybe they got like an extra layer of protection inside.
Well, they're not really yours.
That's true, too.
You're not feeling it.
But your skin, though, is still underneath your skin. I think your skin would still feel.
Bone.
Yeah.
Silicone.
I don't think it gives you an extra layer of protection.
All right.
I don't think so.
It's not
like Vaseline.
No, it's not.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on now.
Please.
I was just saying, Michelle is going to the football game on
Before
Sunday.
We get in trouble.
And I'm thinking, you know what? The Dallas Cowboys might be able to cover the point spread.
They stink. I would leave it alone.
Speaking of covering the point spreads, it was interesting. I went to the sports book last night over at the Metal Ads.
Oh, what's up? You see the homies over there?
It's the weeknight crowd. And once again, it was some real characters there during the week. During the week.
The light-skinned brother, the fat boy that always sit on the seats, you know what I'm saying? On the reclining seats.
Which one? The big dude?
The big dude.
Yeah.
Son act like that's his living room.
Yeah.
His living room.
I know, that's my boy. Yeah, he's from Union City here.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's like he's at home. You're right. Like, he's got, like, the ass crack. And
exactly.
No, you're right. His shorts are down. He's got a T-shirt. Like, he comes back with his drink like he's in his living room.
Yeah. It's like he said, can you change the channel to this?
Right, the other
I'm
dude,
like, son, is this your house?
The other day, he had his shoes off. You're right. He had his shoes off and his feet up on the table.
So I think
he was there last night.
I know he was there last night.
Yeah,
he's there every night. It's his living room. Why son walking around this joint like he owned the joint? And don't nobody say nothing to big man either.
It wasn't overly packed last night, but so we were over there, and our big play, our biggest play of the night was the over in the game. So we had a winning night. The NBA did us in a little bit. We gave some of the football monies back, but I did have a small piece of the Carolina Panthers, and one of the ticket taker managers, actually. So one of the book managers, we're there all the time. So he comes up to me, and he's like, "Yo, what's up? You know, what are you on tonight?" And I told him, "I'm on the over." And he goes, "We need Pittsburgh."
Oh wow!
He goes, "Everybody in here." He goes, "Did you take Carolina like everyone else?" I was like, "Small piece."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Man, everybody bet Carolina here."
Really?
And remember last week, Corey, the books got crushed.
Yeah.
Right? One of their worst weekends in recent memory. So you know they're out for blood, bro.
Yeah, you know they're trying to give it back. They got to get it back this
and
week.
And it was psychological warfare. That's what they did. They reversed trick people.
Explain.
The point spread never should have been 3 points.
What should it have
and
been?
And I'm a Carolina backer. What should have been 5.5.
7?
Not 7 would have been a little excessive, and they still would have covered the 7. But let me ask you, Corey, who's a better team right now, the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Baltimore Ravens were 2.5-point road favorites at Carolina.
Yeah, but see, Gabe, it's not
now,
about... Go ahead.
The Pittsburgh Steelers were 3-point favorites. Now, what they were doing, they were basically... It's amazing. They were basically begging you to take the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yet, people thought, like, the role reversal.
Yeah.
Like, the point spread can have an effect on the psyche. Like, everyone's like, oh, man, the spread must be... Ooh, Carolina's pretty good. All year long, people are like, Carolina, they're average, blah, 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 Cam Newton, this, that. And then suddenly they talk themselves into it because the line was only 3. You know, you always ask, what is the odds maker trying to make you do? They're not just setting numbers, Corey.
Yeah, no, they're trying to
they're,
get you.
They're,
the
dis-
numbers
they're discussing
that they
what's the
play.
Marketplace.
Yeah, there's numbers what you want them
to. Yeah, what are people willing to pay? What exactly. are they going to pay? And if we put this number out, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They know what the public are going to do. The public are a bunch of sheeple. I'm part of it. They know, man. They know. If we dangle this, they're all going to think that.
I would have thought Pittsburgh.
Long story
been
short,
the big
it was free money
night.
Pittsburgh last night.
Pittsburgh was.
It
free
was
money
you know
night.
Minus 3 Thursday night.
Home team Thursday
short
night.
Week,
a
come
good
on.
Home team on Thursday night.
Carolina tough schedule. Played in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. In Washington 3 weeks. You know, you go down the list. All the check marks were for Pittsburgh. Yet everyone fell into it. All the so-called sharps. And I guarantee you, Johnny Public, like, you know, look, even a sharp like Michelle Serpico said Carolina last night. But, you know, the public wins because Kansas City covers, because Pittsburgh covers. Sometimes, guys, don't overthink things. And, you know, and I tell you what, how about when Carolina came out right away? McCaffrey's running around everywhere.
They look good. Listen, there's some action on the left side of that Pittsburgh Steelers offense on defensive line. It's kind of been that way all season long. They get attacked. McCaffrey came out, had that good drive right away, up and down the field. But then when Pittsburgh struck on that next play, and then Vinny Will gets that interception, them towels start going. At that point, it's Thursday night, and you're on the road, and you're start thinking, you know what? After this game, we got 10 days off. And I guarantee you that's what Carolina was thinking.
Yeah, but you know what I don't understand?
Got the 14-7.
What I don't understand, and listen, I hit the props. We talk about the passing yard props really being a great play this year, guys. You know, we go over the numbers here with Ben Roethlisberger. It was 299.5 yards. You know, the guy was, what was he, 22 of 25, 328 yards and 3 touchdowns, and they took the pedal off the metal. It seems like on a weekly basis right now, these quarterbacks are just sort of shattering records. And, oh, it's the first time someone threw 5 touchdowns and a half and the first time someone's done this. You know, this is just the modern NFL that we're in right now. But Ben Roethlisberger stayed in a game too long. And for the love of God, and I like Ron Rivera, Cam Newton is getting beat on. Cam Newton's getting beat on like a Donald Trump, doll at a Cinco de Mayo party. You know what I'm saying? Like a piñata.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Bam, bam. Like he was getting hit hard.
Glinko, yeah.
Yeah. And it's 52-14 or whatever the hell it is.
Take Sun out
Cam
the game.
Cam Newton's getting sacked.
Take Sun out
and Ron
the game.
Rivera standing there with his hoodie, just stoically staring at the field. I'm thinking, are you trying to get this guy hurt? Like, why? Why is he out
exactly.
there?
He should have been taken out the game. I was trying to figure out the same thing when I was watching that ball game last night. But they had tapped out early. And Ron is just out there. Ron don't care. He probably was zoning off into space last night.
All right. So we got some interesting stuff.
14.
We're going to run through all the National Football League games, give you picks. We got some XFL news. The XFL have hired former Buffalo Bill general manager Doug Whaley as their senior vice president of football operations. So you're wondering if the XFL, if you were questionable whether it's going to fail. Yes, it will fail.
It will fail.
Now that,
I think it'll fail, too.
Yep. Well, why would you bring in anybody associated with the Buffalo Bills to do anything?
Well, that makes it a little bit difficult, but Doug really did a decent job when he was in Buffalo. But the idea, the thought process of the XFL altogether is kind of like, okay, listen, we're going to allow you to do everything in the NFL. The things that people, quote, unquote, dislike about the NFL... They're going to enforce those rules in the XFL.
I will admit, I liked the XFL the first time around.
It was nothing to it. It's no talent.
My problem was, it wasn't crazy enough. Like, it should have been, like, I want to see Stone Cold Steve Austin hitting people over the head with chairs on the sidelines.
All right.
That's going to sell. I'll tell you what. Listen, Vince, I know you're watching, Vince McMahon. I'm going to tell you when we come back how the XFL will succeed this time around.
You're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day? The Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, you're listening to the Fantasy Sports, our radio network. It's Veterans Weekend this weekend, Memorial Day.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day, Memorial Weekend. We talked about it. Basically, same thing. We talked about it in England, the dude that wouldn't wear the poppy yesterday. It's also Memorial Day. In Canada, they call it Remembrance Day.
All right, that's what's
all
up.
Kinds of different names. But yeah. Long story same, short, same. Shout out to the troops.
Yep,
and specifically, the troops, active troops, and the older gentlemen from World War I and World War II, such as my grandfather.
No doubt. Shout out to the American Forces Radio Network.
Yeah,
carry this program.
One thing, though, I can't help but notice when I see that big flag in an NFL football field is I wonder how much the NFL shook them down for. You know how much they we know the NFL are massive patriots.
Exactly. Keep it all the way at 100.
You know, like the Pentagon has actually spent about $13 million over the last, 8 years or so.
And on the NFL?
Yeah, NFL owners. Like the Buffalo Bills have made like over $1 million from the military.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, like when they honor the troops in a National Football League, they charge to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
yeah, you they're not just, come on. The NFL's just not going to honor you without actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they're going to ask you.
Doesn't matter. Thank you for your service, but
definitely
you got to pay for this.
Thank you for your service. Cut the check.
I think they might have stopped because they got exposed.
Maybe they did. It probably would be a good idea to do that.
It's a bad look.
It is a bad look.
It's a bad look. But another thing about the NFL, was it Breast Awareness Month or Breast
October,
Cancer Awareness
Month? October. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And it's still known as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but you don't see the pink sneakers paraphernalia. The pink, you know what I'm trying to do.
That's the other
accessories. The pink accessories.
That's the other big scam the NFL had going.
And they were getting paid for Breast Cancer Awareness Month too.
Yeah, yeah, they were raising money. They don't give any money to like breast cancer awareness.
Oh wow!
What that they actually do? They're not like sending the money to any. Not going like, hey, we're gonna send it to this hospital. We're gonna give it to this foundation. You know, they really are what they're saying. It's awareness. So they take the money and then they buy ads on the NFL network, on their own network, to tell you to donate to breast cancer awareness, or not really, just to buy some NFL gear that's in pink.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, we can go on. I mean, I know this isn't 60 minutes, but I can tell you. I think it was the Edmonton Oilers in the NHL.
What they do?
They have a kids foundation.
Yeah.
I think they kept basically 80% of the money.
Shout out to the Edmonton Oilers for doing that terribleness right
there. Yeah, I believe. I'm pretty sure it was Edmonton. Allegedly, yeah. I don't want you know.
Allegedly the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah,
you
I'm
don't
just
want
stating
no
that. Yeah, a lot of these things are scams, but you know, it just bothers me because I actually see right now Cam Newton wearing some pretty cool cleats from last night, and so was Ben Roethlisberger, actually.
Yeah, but Cam was showing support for...
Stronger than hate, basically. You know, there's a Star David on the cleats.
Nice.
And, you know, it's a sign of unity for what happened
Star
in Pittsburgh.
Star of David, so he's Jewish?
City of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, after the synagogue shooting. He's showing, you know,
okay.
He stands with the Jewish people of Pittsburgh.
No
and he
doubt.
Wore these shoes, and so did Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Yet, the same people that bitch about a guy like Reed taking a knee or Kaepernick, they don't bring this up.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? They don't bring up, like, Cam Newton reaching out and, you know, trying to unify and a good gesture. Like I said, you're not going to see, you know, I don't see Tucker Carlson saying, you know, unify, stronger than hate.
No.
You know, these guys are like stirring the pot, trying to incite more hate. And, you know, you can call out NFL players and you don't like their stances, but there's also a lot of positivity. But the media doesn't like positivity.
No, every stories with a negative spin
always
do better.
We tweet something out about something negative, it's going to get like 39 retweets and comments right away.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I retweet out. What a great story, man. Look at what Sidney Crosby just did for these kids at the hospital.
Nobody has any interest
in that.
I'll
get one or two responses.
Yeah.
Maybe from a fan. Oh, he's a good guy. Negativity sells. It just does. But
yeah,
fine. You know, we can all, and people like to dwell in the negative. You can have fun in a negative and then rip this and rip that. But let's acknowledge when people, you know, try to do something positive.
It's and it's a lot of positive going on in the NFL, what they do in their own communities back home, what they do in the communities of the places where they live at now, and they give back in their charitable efforts. Obviously, we've seen, you know, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and stuff like that. So shout out to the players that go out there and do their thing and understand that they are but more than just athletes.
All right. So speaking of which, college football slash NFL football, I thought this would be an interesting topic to discuss because I know a lot of people are going to be dead wrong about this. So
might be you.
I'll start. Can't be me. Impossible.
It might be you, Gabe. You've had a couple of wrong takes this week. So
Which one?
How can I help you?
Because what, Tyson Chandler got a rebound?
Tell you, your Kawhi Leonard stance throws me off. Your Jimmy Butler stance.
Jimmy Butler blows, bro. comparing Jimmy Butler to Kawhi Leonard is like comparing Maroon 5 to the Rolling Stones.
Right, exactly. Kawhi's so much better.
Again, let's not go down that road.
I
might have had a couple of bad picks. Let's not confuse picks with takes.
No, some of your takes. The picks is hit or miss. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I trust you on the picks. Some of the takes,
we should actually.
Your love for Kawhi Leonard is disturbing.
You know what? Starting next week, actually.
And Michelle's.
Starting next week, we're going to start to keep score.
Yeah.
On what? The picks or the takes?
On the takes.
You can't keep score on takes.
No, you can keep score on takes.
How
and Michelle's
going
to be our,
on takes. Yeah,
can, Michelle's going to be our official scorekeeper. We'll let the public decide. And, you know,
the public is not going to go with me. The public's going to go with you.
Well, because the public is, you know.
No, because the public is more familiar with you.
The public is more familiar. No.
Yeah, the public is more familiar with you.
The public appreciates facts.
They've been riding out of the public. They've been riding with you for a while. So I'm like the new guy. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So let's put this one on. Yeah, starting next week, we're going to keep score. There's going to be a score. And Michelle's going to be part of it as well. We're going to keep score as far as the takes. And at the end of the week, we can say
who settles the debate on Butler and Leonard?
Well, that's obvious.
A take.
That's
no,
not
Michelle,
even a debate.
That's Michelle. You can't.
It's
you
not
like Leonard.
Even a debate.
All right, we'll leave it alone then. I rest my case.
Jimmy Butler and Kawhi Leonard. Come on, man.
All right, Gabe. Jimmy Butler played last year.
Jimmy Butler played. Jimmy Butler, dude. Kawhi Leonard's an MVP. What's Jimmy Butler?
MVP of what? The finals.
The NBA Finals.
That's 4 or 5 games, 7 games at the most. Give me a season long MVP like the GOAT, LeBron James, like my man Steph Curry. Cats like that win the MVP.
All right, so listen, if we're keeping score, see, wrong, wrong, wrong. Once again, right away, right out of here.
You're right, Gabe.
Wonderful.
It's just a crazy.
I had to go through this with Michelle with Craig.
You pick.
Now I got to go through it with you. You're right.
You pick like crazy hills to die on. That's the only thing. Like, you've been right at times, but you pick crazy hills to die on. But yeah, I'm not talking about this. All right,
let's go.
Buffalo Bills and Alabama.
Crazy.
Buffalo Bills and Alabama, what do you think the point spread is? And they've said it. The most respected book in Vegas, the Westgate, where the Super Contest is, Jay Sherman, respected odds maker, set a number for the matchup. This year's Buffalo Bills versus this year's Alabama Crimson Tide.
Buffalo's defense is real good. Let's just say they're playing on a neutral field. Like I said, when you play a college team versus an NFL team, you go inside the trenches. Buffalo don't have no quarterback. Alabama got a great quarterback. Buffalo minus 23.5.
Yeah, all right. So Buffalo are minus 28.5 point favorites.
Yeah, that's a big number for Buffalo to cover.
Now, would you take Alabama or Buffalo in this spot?
I'd take Buffalo.
Yeah, I would.
A college team can't beat a pro team.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say that Buffalo sucked that hard.
No, Buffalo does suck, but they can beat Alabama.
Yeah, they would beat Alabama, and they would cover the number as well.
They would cover the number.
They would cover the number.
Buffalo would dominate the line of scrimmage. They would give LeSean McCoy the ball, and they would just take the clock out.
If you put this number out there, if they really played and you gave Alabama 28.5, a lot
of people would be on Alabama.
A lot of people would take Alabama.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, Tua's good. The Bills suck. They'll be able to hang within 28.5, but they really wouldn't. It really would be like, you know, 60-70-3 or something. It would be bad.
Alabama would score 17 points.
I don't know if they wouldn't get to 17. It would have to be an accident. You know, something would have to happen. Like somebody would fall down. The thing is, the skill position players, you know, the wide receiver on Alabama would get open sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, a fast kid, 4.3 speed, right?
Exactly.
Like, look, Calvin Ridley 6 months ago was playing in Alabama.
Yeah.
Now he's getting open in the NFL. So it's not like he wouldn't be able to get open. He would, but the quarterback wouldn't have time to throw in the ball.
Exactly.
The pocket would collapse all the time.
The pockets would collapse
so once in a while, yeah, you know, you might be able to, you know, they'd have to do like really quick hits. And the whole thing is, guys, it's in the freaking trenches. Like Corey said, LeSean McCoy would rush for like 382 yards. And the Alabama offense would really, 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 really be screwed.
I hate to say it this way.
Like college kids, Corey, I'm talking NFL blitzes, stunts, disguises, packages.
Wouldn't be able to pick that up.
And nickel and dime stuff. Like these college kids don't know.
How many Alabama players would get hurt? That's also something you got to look at.
Basically, half the team half would the be team like would be... get their legs broken.
Exactly. And, yeah. You got to think. The dudes in the trenches going to get hurt. Now you bring
you imagine
up,
Jerry
you can bring
Hughes,
up a
bro.
Kid to play against the
imagine
Buffalo.
Jerry Hughes putting his helmet in the back of Tua's back.
Imagine you.
Like it wouldn't be good for Tua.
You losing your center. The guy you bring in is a true freshman. Now you got a kid right out of high school in the trenches versus the Buffalo Bills. That's not a good look. And then
the best way to put it too is you look at Alabama and they have 10 to 15 guys on their football team. They're going to be in the NFL.
Yep.
And out of these 10 to 15 guys, they're going to get drafted into the NFL. Maybe three of them will be good.
Yep.
Four of them. You know, there's a lot of it's sort of hit or miss with Bama players. It's like a 50%. It's like with any player. So out of Alabama's team, let's say you got 10 guys that are like, yeah, these guys will be studs in the NFL over the next couple of years. You know, not just this year's draft, but let's say over the next 2-3 years from this team. 10 guys. The Buffalo Bills have 53 guys that are NFL players.
In the NFL.
Yeah. They have 53 guys that were good enough to get through the combine and meet the demands and needs of what an NFL team says you need to do to be in the NFL. Alabama's got 10 or 15 kids. You know, we bring this up. It's not even an argument. I know there's people out there. I just say this, and we go through this once a year, every year. It can't happen. It won't happen. It ain't ever going to happen. A college team cannot beat any NFL team, even my Buffalo Bills. I still maintain the Buffalo Bulls are the best team in that city, though.
Could very well be.
All right. Football Friday. Picks, picks, picks.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports but are sick of dealing with professionals, using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups, ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches, and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. If you sign up for a new account using promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches, no experts to compete against, just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code FNTSY upon sign up, and choose your matchup using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. Forgot to tell you all this yesterday, but moving forward, when it comes to player props, whenever Russell Westbrook is out, bet the over on Paul George assists.
Okay. Good call. Good call. That's a good adjusting.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, and Dennis Schroeder's in the mix for points scored as well.
Really?
Yeah. When Paul George is out. Schroeder's volume and shottage rate goes way up. We'll recap last night. Corey's got a pretty bad beat to break down. I got a bad beat of the day every day, actually, but Corey just missed out on a parlay. We'll get to Michelle Serpico in a second. I just wanted to throw something out here, but yeah. This is from a couple of years ago. The Pentagon spent $6.8 million to pay for patriotic displays during professional sports teams, events.
That's crazy. Like, so how do you charge the Pentagon?
So Arizona, may rest in peace, John McCain actually was the one who was pissed about this.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So John McCain found out that since 2012, the Pentagon spent $6.8 million and gave the money to the National Football League, Major League Baseball, NHL Hockey, and Major League Soccer. For example, taxpayers, you'd never imagine this. And I only bring this up, guys, and I don't want to turn this into, like, you know, no political debate here. But
trust me, they're going to get on you, Gabe.
I only bring this up just because, you know, the owners are so disgusted all the time about Kaepernick and, the ratings are down and it's their fault because they're all massive Patriots. But great example, taxpayer paid $49,000 to the Milwaukee Brewers to allow the Wisconsin Army National Guard to sing God Bless America. So they're charging for the anthem now. The New York Jets were paid $20,000 to recognize two New Jersey Armed National Guard soldiers as hometown heroes.
All right.
So they're charging to welcome heroes.
That's crazy.
The Atlanta Falcons made $879,000 in these payments. The New England Patriots, pardon the pun, made $700,000. The Buffalo Bills, $650,000. The Atlanta Braves charged the Pentagon $450,000. The most of any other Major League Baseball franchise. The Minnesota Wild shook the Pentagon down for $570,000.
You also look at it, Gabe, where the military could look at these type of events as recruiting events.
It is. That's how the military job. I'm not ripping the military for paying.
Yeah, but, that, yeah, but that's is. How it's the NFL is looking it. At it. This is recruiting. Because
shouldn't the National Football League, as their patriotic duty, at least say, hey, congratulations to these two Army Guard guys from New Jersey, as opposed
to, I agree with you 100%.
You have our $20,000?
Exactly.
It's so corrupt and disgusting.
They're shaking them down. Now, I like to see all of that stuff before the game, on the field, halftime, whatever. You know, when they bring your dad back and he turns, you know, and the kids turn around and dad is there and stuff like that.
Probably shaking the kid down for his allowance.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say that, Gabe. They're not charging them for that. Don't say that. I'm just throwing it out there. My thing is, something like that, when the parent come back, he been gone for 5-6 years, whatever, and the kids start crying, the wife start crying. Please don't tell me they charging them for that. That moment should be free, and that moment should be on the house.
I don't know. Here's a novel concept. They should be paying these people. Donating money.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, what do you got going on, Michelle Serpico?
So the Cleveland Cavaliers are 1-10 to start the season, and ESPN analyst Paul Pierce doesn't think they could beat some college teams.
Well, we just went through this.
Y'all see that Duke game last night? They could beat Cleveland. You heard it here first.
College basketball team has a better chance.
Much better chance.
Because football is just the physicality of it. But
once again,
a college team is not beating an NBA team. It gets right back to the same. Like, you know, you think Zion Williamson's good, but
Zion Williamson can start for Cleveland. Yeah, here's the difference.
They're not banging. They're not getting rebounds against Tristan Thompson, bro.
First of all, none of them can control Thompson on the block. He would have 35 rebounds. That's number one. Number two, when it's time to go to the bench, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to bring NBA ball players off the bench. Duke is going to bring a kid fresh out of Newark Central High School. You feel what I'm saying?
I would say
Cleveland would get a 12-point victory over Duke.
Yeah, I think even a little more than 12, but it would, you know, at least basketball. The thing is with basketball, it's also a man sport. There's a reason why kids struggle in the NBA, right? Like there's a thing about grown man strength, boxing out, knowing how to rebound.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's a lot to it. It's not just you shooting the ball. Baseball is a sport where you actually could have a college team win. And you do see it. They play against each other. I know it's in the exhibition season. And, you know, if a pro team really showed up. But even basketball, it ain't happening. You know, the Fab Five, the great Fab Five team played against the Dream Team in a pickup game. And I guess the Fab Five was doing pretty well in the first half, actually. And they started to talk a little smack. And then Jordan and Bird and these guys just freaking smoked them. In the second half, like I think Michigan might have scored like two or three baskets.
That was it.
Like they were swatting the ball in their face. Chris Webber tells the funny story about how they thought, "Hey man, we're beating the Dream Team." Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was early and things ended up ugly. What else you got, Michelle?
You know what's funny? I just realized this. It's kind of random, but you match with the backdrop because like the yellow,
While we're doing a radio show, that's what's on Michelle's mind.
Looks pretty cool. You're right. The camouflage into the city
looks really cool. Yeah, I'm into it. It's cool. Anyways, what else? All right, so I really hope this guy comes to the Pig and Parrot this weekend. So Alex Bregman, the Astros, you know, he plays for the Astros.
Yep.
Anyway, the infielder. Wait, the funny. I'll why? Say this
why is he? Does he live? Is he from the area?
Yeah. Why the hell would he beat the Pig and Parrot?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So the infielder has started his very own YouTube channel where you can get a sneak peek into his life and what it's like to be him. So his first original video features him and his buddies road tripping in Baton Rouge, which I guess he went to, because they went to LSU game.
LSU game, yep.
Then his second video, him and his buddies were in H-Town, and they gave a struggling waitress a $500 tip.
That's what's up.
So he put it on the thing, and he was like, yo, this girl needs some help. I'm going to help you out. Tip comes. 500.
That's a good look right
there. That's a good look. Wait, you know what's funny?
His World Series bonus is probably like $310,000.
Gabe, he's given somebody a $100 tip. Gabe, don't talk down on that, Gabe.
I gave a homeless woman $100 once.
Really?
I don't make anywhere near the money that. I'm not saying, hey, it's good. It made her day, but I'm not blown away by a Major League Baseball player that just won the World Series dropping $500 in a bar.
Wow. Want to see something?
And then filming it after the fact. Come on.
That's true, too. The filming part is whack.
Yeah, I'm not calling. Bregman seems like a nice guy. I'm just saying.
What are you saying? Like, be more humble?
What's the biggest tip you've ever gotten?
700. Actually, no, $1,000.
Wow. And $1,000 tip.
But really, 500 because it was me.
It was like the dude's phone number. Like, was this like a decent proposal on the back of the bill?
We were really kind of concerned. This guy was highly intoxicated. So I almost felt bad taking the money, but then I really
didn't. But he said no. He knew. He was like, I want to tip you $700.
Well, he was like, how much should I leave? And I'm like, I wasn't about to say, like, you know, that much. I was like, I don't know, 50. And he's like, no, more. I'm like, 100? He goes, more. I'm like, 300? And then he just kept going up. And he's like, well, it's you and her. So I'm like, all right. I mean, like, feel free. And he wrote down 1,000. And then I go over to Christine, and I'm like, the girl I was working with. And she was like, just make sure he signs the receipt.
Well, women are cold. So, wow. Well, how much was his tab for? Do you remember?
100 something.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't even that much. I mean, I did buy him
stuff, what do you think he did for a living?
I don't know. I never saw him again after that.
Yeah.
Maybe he went broke. Maybe he got in trouble. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he's homeless now and you put him on the street.
Maybe.
I doubt that was the case.
It's a big tip. Yeah, listen, Bregman dropping 500. That's nice. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess what you're saying. But you know what's funny? Look at his last picture he posted, who he's with.
No, for all I know, maybe he's doing this all the time, right?
Who's he with?
Who's he hanging with?
Nick. Yeah, somehow that's random. Wonderful. But somehow they were in a pic together on his Instagram. I'm like,
this is very bizarre. Why is
he with him? It's a very unlikely. And Bomini, I think he's like a comedian or something.
I'm coming around on Bregman now. I'm assuming he smokes weed. Like,
yes,
anybody that I see
to.
In a picture
with him, yeah. Yes, they have that in common.
It is a bizarre picture,
right? It's like a bizarre group of people there.
Who's the woman in the middle?
No idea.
It is. This is a very bizarre picture. It's a dude from the Houston Astros with the Diaz brothers and a blonde
Bomini,
chick.
Yeah, then a blonde chick. Curly hair. That's so funny.
They're living the dream.
Living the dream.
Now, Bregman had a great World Series. Hey,
he really did.
He can enjoy himself in the offseason here. Hey, good for him. He gave $500. I'm just stating, yeah, whatever. You know, quick thing about the Houston Astros, though. Very classy organization. And they won the World Series last year, it's true. It's not like he's partying now. Good thing about the Houston Astros, what a class organization are. I knew the club when I did the Expos game. I knew the clubhouse attendance for the Montreal Expos.
Yeah.
So after they got a job with the Houston Astros.
Okay.
So he shows up in Houston. He's like the assistant guy. He's new.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's in the league. They all know each other, the clubhouse guys.
Yeah.
So he gets there, and they're like, all right, lock up, pick up all the stuff. All the bags, bats, whatever.
Yeah.
He has all the stuff, and he's in a room, and he's like, where's the keys? Where's there a lock? He goes, we don't have keys or locks here in Houston. And he goes, if we need to lock things, we hired the wrong people.
Oh, that's me. There you go.
He was like, wow, all right. And so he's all right. So he's basically telling me about how they were like all family.
Nice.
So this is in the old Baggio Bagwell days. They made it to the World Series, but they lost. The players gave everybody the World Series share.
Wow, that's cool.
The secretaries.
Yeah, they broke it up.
The secretary got like $180,000, bro.
They broke it up. That's nice.
Like, what class acts. That's like, these guys, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody. They said, no. And they even said, from the girl that answers the phone that sells season tickets to you, the clubhouse attendant, you all get a share. We split it up evenly. We're a team.
That's a nice job.
You know, that's the Houston Astros. So I just want to bring that up. I'm sure Bregman sort of gets this.
Yeah.
I'm just busting, you know, about the $500 tip.
Yeah, but
the Houston Astros are a class organization. Yeah. I'm just saying. And like then, they are.
And they're the World Series champions.
Yeah, they were. Exactly.
What do you mean they were? They're the reigning World Series champions.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, they were the 2000.
They were, but last year, it was this year.
2017 champions.
The Booty Grabbers won the World Series. This past year.
Why do y'all keep saying that?
Just for the record, Corey was hit over the head in Harlem. Yeah. Earlier in the week. Somebody tried to jack him and hit him in the back of the head with a brick. So, yeah, I don't know if you were aware. Yeah.
Maybe so.
Donald Trump is president.
I know Donald Trump is president.
Yeah. So, okay, you know
as crazy as that is, I know Donald Trump is president.
Trump is president. Yeah, the Boston Red Sox beat the Dodgers in 5 games.
I remember them beating the Dodgers because we discussed that.
Yeah, yeah. But when they beat the Dodgers, it was in what they call the air quote World Series. Even though I will say I hate when they're like, the Boston Red Sox are world champions. You didn't beat the teams in Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't beat. Let me see you play the teams
in
Cuba.
You're right.
World champions. I hate that. World champions.
I'm not buying it.
You're Major League Baseball champions.
Yeah. They beat the Dodgers.
What else you got?
What do we got next, Michelle?
Tiger Woods
has
turned down
the... to refresh Corey? let's get Corey caught up to date.
What's up with Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods has turned down the largest overseas golf tournament payday of his career.
Really?
Woods was offered $2.5 million, which converts to more than $3 million in American dollars, to play in the European Tour's inaugural event in Saudi Arabia next year. He said no to the Saudi International because of the journalist situation, just like the WWE thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods turned down big money for once.
Strange. Yeah, Tiger has no problem shaking down Americans for a stupid pay-per-view, but he won't take the Saudis' money.
How about that?
I'm actually shocked because Tiger's like money greedy.
I hate this song.
I don't like this song either.
But is this supposed to mean something? Is this supposed to signify?
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Football Friday.
Teddy
Cover's gonna join us
from Las Vegas, Nevada. Teddy Savransky.
Ted Savransky.
Yeah, he got the fake board behind him.
Okay, well, it's a real board, but he's not in a casino.
Not in a casino. Makes it look like he's in a casino.
I used to tell people he was at Ted's Sportsbook and Casino. And similar to people believing you're actually the mayor of Harlem, I actually had people asking me, where is this Ted Sportsbook and Casino anyways?
Oh,
I was like, it's in Teddy's garage. That's where it is. The best thing about, it took me a couple of times, too, but you'll notice, the odds don't move.
Yeah, numbers don't move. That's a giveaway right there.
We're baseball season right now. You'll notice there's going to be baseball numbers.
Corey's getting emails from people. They want a handicapped parking space in Harlem. I know you're the mayor now. I've been asking for this space for 3 years. Now I know you're the guy that can get things done.
I had a dude send me an email yesterday asking me if Corey could help him with some zoning laws in Harlem. I don't think Corey really has that.
The only thing
Corey's
going to do is sell you a handicapped placard.
I get you a spot. And if you need a parking spot, holler at me.
I'm surprised Corey doesn't have the City Hall hotline.
I do have some secrets.
The City Hall hotline.
City Hall is on 130th Street.
Yeah, anybody have any issues, you just call the mayor directly. especially if you're a woman.
I don't know. How can I help you, young lady? What's wrong with you?
I'm sure you guys would know. I'm sure some of our smarter listeners, you're all smart if you're tuning into the show right now. You remember Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto?
Yeah, Rob Ford, yeah.
Come on, Bones. The crack-smoking mayor.
I remember Bill Ford of Ford Motors.
Nah, Rob Ford, the Canadian Marion Barry.
Yeah, the crack. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
The mayor of Toronto. He was a big story.
Big time.
Yeah.
Friend of yours?
Yeah, he actually was. I
figured
him.
You was going to say that.
I endorsed him when he was a city councilor, but he was the same thing. So he used to give his card to everybody. He was like really the mayor that you call him, and he meant it. So basically it was the best, though. So he's running for mayor, and I interviewed him about mixed martial arts and whatever. So, and he was a big sports guy. So we're talking. I interviewed the mayor about sports, and the camera person was a woman.
Yeah.
And right after, he pulls out his card. He's like, you can give me a call anytime. I don't mind what district you're in. He goes, I'll settle. He goes, 24 hours a day. He hands. I was like, this guy's, you're a politician. You're running for mayor.
Yes.
But then, a couple of minutes later, he gave me the card.
Yeah.
And he just had a different spiel. He goes, you ever find yourself in trouble at all? Anything ever happens, you give me a call 24 hours a day.
Call me between the...
I told him, I said, you're going to be a great mayor, Mr. Ford. And
he was a great mayor
until he started smoking crack with Somalian gangsters.
That would normally...
And then they secretly filmed him, tried to sell the tape to Gawker and Deadspin.
Oh, man.
Ended up, they're all dead. The Somalians are dead and Ford is dead.
Just like Marion Barry.
Barry's still kicking.
It set me up.
About Canada. Well, money.
What time?
I have to ask you a question later about Canada.
What, the color of the money? Value of the money?